The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Yo, what is up? This is Build Your Tribe 2.0, where I answer your questions about anything related to owning, operating, and growing your business. My name's Shalene Johnson, and you name it, I've done it in business, from selling knives door to door, to infomercials, to used car lots, to online businesses. I've either done it or I've coached somebody else to a level of success that you too can achieve. You just need to know the formula, have a little persistence, and some inside information. And so that's what we're going to do here. I'm going to answer your questions. No question too small, no question too big. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you where you can probably find the answer. You can ask your questions by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/AskShalene. So let's get to it, y'all.
Hi, Shalene. My name is Amanda Slisky, and I am a student in your Marketing Impact Academy right now. And my question is this. So I'm really trying to grow my social media following, and right now, my best platform is Facebook. So I have about a little over 1,000 followers on Facebook, which I know is relatively small. So my question is this. I have my freemium and I have everything set up as far as, you know, how I can deliver this. But what is the best way to put my freemium in front of the most amount of people, being that my following is so small? So my question is that, and I look forward to hearing your answer. Thank you so much. And to find out more about me, you can go to facebook.com/teamSliski, S-L-I-S-K-I.
Hey, Amanda, thank you so much for your question. Good girl. I'm so proud of you. So you've got your freemium done. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with that word, freemium is a word that I use for your lead magnet, your opt-in, your free gift, your giveaway, whatever it is that you are using to attract your lifers, your ideal customers. So great job, Amanda. Yours is done. Hopefully you've tested it. You're having success and people like it. And you've gotten honest and open feedback about how you can improve it. I also hope that you yourself have created a new email address and you've tested it to see what the process is like when you opt in. What is the registration page look like and how quickly did you receive the email? It's really important to check these things out before you do what I'm about to suggest. Number one, congratulations on also having over 1,000 people on your like page. Girlfriend, that's huge. Just make it your goal every day to add a couple new people to your like page. That's how you do it. One person at a time. In the beginning, that's how we build a list. And then one people becomes 10 people. And soon those 10 people start telling some of their friends. And then you have 100 people. And those 100 people start talking about it and sharing it. And the next thing you know, you have 1,000. And then 2,000 and 5,000. And before long, as long as you are steady and persistent, you will have a huge loyal following on Facebook and, more importantly, on your email list. So you are in the Marketing Impact Academy, so I'm going to tell you that those lessons are coming soon on how you can use your freemium and build your email list, even if you don't have a very large social media platform. But let me give you a little heads up, and this is for everyone. One of the best ways you can build your list by using your freemium is running Facebook ads, not doing a boost. I'm not talking about a boost. I'm talking about running an ad on Facebook where you're specifically looking for your target audience. Now, if you already have an email list, I would love for you to create what we call a lookalike audience. In other words, you import your email list to Facebook. Then Facebook takes all of the demographics from those email addresses. And you're like, wait a second, how do they have the demographics? Because everybody is on Facebook, or they've gone to a website where it says, would you like to log in using your Facebook account? It's just crazy how much data people know about us just based on our email address. So you can import your email list into the Facebook Power Editor, and you can ask it to create a lookalike audience, meaning it will find people who are on Facebook that look almost identical to your ideal lifers. And then you can run a very inexpensive ad. I mean, incredibly inexpensive, and actually get people not only opting into your freemium, but guess what else they can do? You can set it up so that they are liking your page and also receiving your freemium. Super cool. Those lessons are in complete and full detail in the Marketing Impact Academy, so you'll just be patient for those. But for those of you who are not students of MIA and you'd like to learn how to do this, one of my favorite people to recommend to you is Amy Porterfield. She's got a great business podcast. She goes over how to do that in detail in several of her episodes. But again, I think people are really afraid of Facebook advertising because they think that's something that big corporations or people with deep pockets do. I don't know. I can't think of anyone who's invested even just a few dollars in Facebook advertising and hasn't come back to me and said, whoa, that is super cool. I'm building my like page and I am getting my email list bigger. Now, I am not a fan of people who are running Facebook ads just to get likes to their Facebook wall. I think that's pointless, quite frankly. I would much rather you, if you're going to get a like on your page, you might as well get an email address at the same time by giving people something very worthwhile, something that's irresistible, a report, a diet plan, videos, a how-to, a PDF, a tool, resources, you name it. Give people something of value. That way, when they like your page, they also become members of your community, your tribe. They're your lifers. They're on your email list. And that's where the relationship starts.
Hi, Chalene. My name's Jessica Odermatt. I'm 20 years old and I'm from Alberta, Canada. And my question for you is, how do I promote my bigger product with the help of other companies? Because I already have a free ebook, which I like to give in exchange for an email address. But I don't have as much of a following, and I would like to get help from bigger, like-minded companies or people that can help me. And how do I do that? Thanks, Chalene. I love your podcast, by the way.
Okay, first of all, I love the accent. Second of all, you're 20. Are you kidding me? Oh my God, you are light years ahead of the rest. Sister, girlfriend, you are freaking awesome. When I was 20, I was running a business. I was trying to, but I was like boy crazy and worried about what I was going to wear on Friday night. I love that you're writing ebooks and figuring out how to partner with bigger companies. You have big dreams. I love the way you think. I want to salute you. I want to tell your parents, let them listen to this and just say, I want them to hear this. Your daughter is so confident and so on the ball and going to do great things. This is a great topic. So here's a couple of different things you can do. Now, you said you're bigger. How do you get companies to help you with your bigger product? So I assume what you mean is you have an ebook that you give to people, and that's your opt-in or your freemium, but that you have a bigger product or service that you offer. Now, based on what you said, I don't know what your bigger product or service is. So let's just assume that it's an online academy just for the sake of being hypothetical. So you've got this ebook that you've created, but what you really want to sell is your big product and it's an online academy. And so you're asking, if I don't have a big email list, how do I get other companies to promote me and to partner with me? Great question. So let me give you a bunch of ideas. Number one, Instagram. OMG. I'm not sure if you are a member of IG Impact, but let me just share this with everyone. There are so many very large influencers on Instagram. That means they have accounts of 50,000 or 100,000. And if you look very closely in their bio, they often will list ways that you can get in touch with them. Many of the brands or personalities, I should say, that you're following that have a large account, many times what they will do is engage in affiliate marketing. In other words, in exchange for some form of payment, you would be able to have your material, your promotion featured on their page, and then a link in their bio that goes directly to your sales page or directly to your website. That's one option. Another option is, of course, to just go to other companies that your products or services are complementary. They don't offer something similar. So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that your online academy teaches people how to sing. And you can go to a company that sells microphones or that does singing lessons or a school for vocal lessons. And you could say to them, you've got all of these students and customers and an email list and a well-populated website. What if we do some type of exchange? Now, affiliate programs are all different. Most affiliate programs range anywhere from 10% to 50%. Meaning if you sell your online academy for $100, you might have to offer them $50 of each sale. Now that sounds like a lot, but let me tell you, I love doing a 50-50 affiliate with someone who's going to bring me customers who are my ideal lifer. So we will many times partner with companies who their followers need me and I love their followers. That's an ideal relationship. One more idea for you. You could also sign up your program to be offered as an affiliate, meaning that people could sign up, randoms can sign up and become affiliates for whatever this product or service is that you're offering. There are websites that offer the service. I spoke about them in a previous episode. You can look that up on Build Your Tribe, but they include CJ.com or ClickBank and quite a few others. So I hope that was helpful. I want you to know that this is a fantastic idea. Don't be afraid to reach out to someone and ask them about partnering. Maybe you could offer to do a webinar for a company with a large following or even a brand or a personality with a larger following than yours, where it's of service to them and they might not offer something similar. Let me give you four examples. My customers are entrepreneurs and many of them are blocked by beliefs they hold in their head, which stem from childhood experiences, right? Like, you know, because all of us have these moments of self-doubt. And so many of those, there's no amount of teaching or lessons or know-how that erases that self-doubt from your brain. And that's why I will often partner with my good friend, Dr. Michaela Sarno, because what it is she offers, which is helping people change their beliefs in their head, her programs actually help my students. So many times I will promote the things that she's doing, the services that she offers, because ultimately I know it's going to help my students to overcome their fear and to rid themselves of those beliefs, which are for many of us the result of childhood experiences. And I am not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Her expertise is helping people change their beliefs and get unstuck. One more thing when it comes to reaching out to people, just don't do a cold reach out. Do your research, become a fan, figure out how you can help this other larger brand or personality, figure out how you can best serve them, create a relationship before you even talk about the idea of how you can help them and really create a mutually beneficial relationship. Fantastic idea. You are amazing, young lady. I can't wait to hear about your future success.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.